Blog Talk Radio. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're coming for you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. We're coming for you, Lord God, just to say thank you, Jesus, just to say thank you, Lord God, just to give your name the praise, just to say hallelujah to your name, just to give you the highest praise. We come tonight, Lord God, to ask you to look on this line tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for every sin, Lord God, all iniquity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all transgressions, Lord God, anything that we said and done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for every thought, Lord God. Every thought that wasn't like you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God. Repenting, Lord God. God is sorry, Lord God, for anything and everything that we've done that just wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line tonight, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to move on each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We ask you to meet every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, on the line tonight. We ask you to deliver. We ask you to set free, save and set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the young, Lord God, to the old. We ask you right now, Lord God, to save, Lord God. We ask you to heal, Lord God. We thank you right now for your healing power, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for it's already done In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look on the young people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to touch every young man, every young woman, every boy, every girl, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that's lost, Lord God, that's out there in the world of sin, Lord God, that don't feel like there's no hope for them, Lord God, we asking you right now to touch, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your word reach them, Lord God, through prayer, Lord God, through a witness, through your vessels, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to touch the mind of the young men, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that young man out there with a gun in his hand, Lord God, thinking, Lord God, that that's the answer, Lord God. But we ask you tonight, Lord God, to move on his mind right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're bind the will of the enemy, Lord God, that's out to destroy our young people tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look on that young woman or that young man, Lord God, that's thinking about suicide, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch their minds, touch their hearts, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that you love them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there is hope, Lord God, and you is the hope of glory, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move in every home, Lord God, that's represented on this line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to meet every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, some need you for one thing and some need you for another, Lord God. But we asking you right now in the name of Jesus to meet every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, meet the needs of your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord God, minds. In the name of Jesus, touch that word of mine tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring peace right now to the mind, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We cannot make it without you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way on the line tonight, Lord God. Bless the word tonight, Lord God. Bless the one that's bringing forth the word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be doers of your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to hear, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying unto the church, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be slow to speak and quick to hear tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day. Move this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to decrease, Lord God, that you may increase in our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to read your word, Lord God. Help us to apply your word to our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk this word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God. Move, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on Minister Bradley right now, Lord God. Touch her right now, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to supply every need, Lord God, according, Lord God, to your riches and glory, Lord God. And, Lord, we know you're rich in everything, Lord God, because you own everything, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless right now. We ask you to bless, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to have your mighty way. Look, Lord God, on every leader, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, one by one and name by name, Lord God, every pastor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch right now every church, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we'll be so careful, Lord, to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, Lord God, to give your name the honor, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord God, of every praise. You are worthy, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Lord God, and you've been so kind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we love you tonight, Lord God. We love you tonight, Lord God. We appreciate you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God. In all the earth, Lord God, there is none like you, Lord God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, and we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We lift up our hands tonight, Lord God, and to give you the praise, to worship you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll magnify you forever and ever in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Fan. God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. For holding it down. Amen. For holding it down. Glory be to God. We just give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. Amen, Jesus, as has been forestated. Amen. We are having some things going on. Amen. With our controls. Glory to God. Amen. But nevertheless, we're here in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that the enemy is already mad. Amen. But we yet have the victory. We have victory in Jesus on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, we are going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins on tonight. Glory to God. And after our scripture reading, we're actually going to one of our replay from night before last. Amen. Because we are having some issues with the controls. Amen. So we're going back. Amen. To one of our recent replays. Amen. Jesus with Prophet Ephraim. Amen. Glory to God. Those of you that have been here with us. Amen. He was just here with us on the other night. Glory to God. But again, due to the, amen, trying to work around the issues with the system. Amen. We're just going back to one of our recent replays. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Mary if she would come tonight and give us our scripture for tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
And give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to the prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners. Our reading tonight will be coming from Titus, the second chapter. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, nor given too much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemous. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is uttered contrary for may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God in our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mary. We give God praise tonight. Amen. For the scripture reading. Amen. We thank God tonight for the prayer. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Truly. Amen. God is, he's truly done us well, people of God. Amen. No matter where we may find ourselves at this time, we've got to know that God is yet in control. He's yet in control. He yet has a plan. He yet has a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Amen. So we just thank him on tonight. Amen. We just embrace his saving grace on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, truly tonight, people of God, he didn't have to do it. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. So we just give God praise on tonight. Amen. For, amen, his life. Amen. He gave his life amen, that we might live. And for that, we thank God. Amen. People, God, as you're coming in, amen, Jesus, if you would, go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Amen, missionary fan, as she stated, amen. Go ahead and invite somebody, glory to God, to come in to be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Not sure what's going on with the system, but we yet going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, as we stated, people of God, amen, not sure what's really going on, amen, Jesus, but we are here in Jesus' name, amen, and we're not going back as far as we normally do with our replays, amen, because of the accessibility of everything here. So we're going back, amen, just two nights. We're going back just two nights on tonight. We're going back to Prophet Quince and Ephraim on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. A fresh word, fresh word. Fresh in your mind, fresh in your heart, fresh in your spirit on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen. Glory to God again, amen. Some of you perhaps were not here. Amen. On the other night, glory to God, still get your pen, still get your pencil and your paper. Amen, Jesus, because something else may just hit and rest in your spirit that you did not hear on the other night. Amen. So tonight, people of God, amen, we want you to know we're going over to Tallahassee, Florida, going over to Tallahassee, Florida, by way of Outpour Worship Center there in Tallahassee. Amen. A young man, amen, very wise man, lots of wisdom, lots of understanding. Glory be to God. Amen. Has a love, has a deep love for the people of God. Amen. A deep love for God. And tonight, people of God, we want to reintroduce again on tonight. Glory be to God. Introduce to some that were not here. Amen. On the other night. On tonight, people of God, receive Prophet Quinston Ephraim.
Well, praise the Lord. Prayer News Network Global, I am so glad and so thankful to be among the people of God again. The Lord is in our midst. He has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. And I am just grateful tonight for the woman of God and all of the saints. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We bless God for all of you, the PNN family. There is a word from the Lord tonight, people of God, and I am so excited to be able to share with you all this word that the Lord spoke to me. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 9 and 10. Praise the Lord. We're going to read again 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 9 and 10. And then we're going to go over to Revelation chapter number 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it in our hearing. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." 10th verse says, "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Revelation chapter number 1, hallelujah, verse number 5 says this, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I want to read that sixth verse one more time. "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." The word of the Lord tonight, hallelujah, for the people of God, I want you all to know, praise God, for a topic. Our identity is in him. Hallelujah. I want to use that for a topic tonight. Our identity is in him. When we look throughout the world, when we look in different families, when we look in different groups and subgroups, when we look in the animal kingdom, when we look in the plant kingdom, according to the different DNA patterns and according to the different displays that the people and the animals and the plants show, we are able to identify who they belong to. Glory to God. And when we turn that open to the Spirit, praise God, we must be able to know who our Father is by the characteristics that we display from our lives. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, Jesus told the people that the tree is known by the fruit that is bare. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand, people of God, that you cannot get apples from an orange tree. You cannot get bananas from the fig tree, praise God. But you can only get the fruit that is meant to come out of. And he began to let me know how there are many, hallelujah, throughout the nations that are struggling to find their identity. There are many who are struggling to walk in their true purpose and their true calling because they do not really have an understanding of who they are in God. I got to help the people of God to know tonight that we are not just mere people. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And how do I know that we are not of this world? Because the Bible tells us in John chapter number 1 that as many that receive Jesus, to them he gave power to be called the children of God. And I want you to know that if you are a child of God, though you may have the last name of Ephraim, though you may have the last name of Bradley, though you may have the last name of Ford, William, Johnson, whatever your last name may be, you may have come from that family. But when you become a believer, when you have been bought by the blood of Jesus, when you have been born again, you take on a new identity in Christ. And I want us to understand tonight, people of God, that according to the scripture in Acts chapter number 17, it says it is in him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. Hallelujah, people of God. So we got to know that it is though, hallelujah, though we live in our different cities and in our different towns, in our different states, we must know, hallelujah, that we are from God, that we are of his heavenly kingdom. And according, praise the Lord, to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, it says, glory to God, that we are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. I don't care what age group, what age bracket, what generation you are born in. The scripture lets us know that we are a chosen generation. We are a handpicked. And I want to encourage your heart tonight, people of God, to let you know in this very moment that you may have struggles. You may have ups and downs. You may have battles. You may not even know who you are at this very moment. But I've got to encourage you, and I want to put these words in your spirit, that you have been handpicked by the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Can we just praise God wherever we are right now for just being handpicked? Amen. He picked me. Amen. He chose me to be a part of his family, and for that I give him praise. And so then the Bible lets us know, going further in 1 Peter chapter number 2, it says not only are we a chosen generation, but it says that we are a royal priesthood. Yes, glory to God. We are a royal priesthood. When you look at royalty, it cannot be purchased. When you look at royalty, there is not a price that can be put on it. Hallelujah. When you look at royalty, it is a prized possession. Hallelujah. And he not only said that we are royal, but then he goes on to say that we are a priesthood. The Bible lets us know in the Old Testament that the Levites, they served as the priests and the ministers of the Lord to bring forth the service of the Lord, to administer the sacrifices for the people, amen, for the sin. But when Jesus came, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 27, verse 51, that the veil of the temple was rent. And so then, people of God, we no longer have to have a priest to go to God for ourselves, I mean for us. But the Bible lets us know that when the veil was broken down, it gave us all access to be able to go in the presence of the Lord. And so no longer for me, no longer do I have to have somebody to administer sacrifices for me. I am now able, because of the shed blood of Jesus, to pray for myself. I am now able, because of the shed blood of Jesus, to pray and receive an answer. I am now able, hallelujah, to ask for the forgiveness of sin. Why? Because the veil was broken down. And according to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, I am a royal priesthood. I am a part of the Levitical body. And because of that, God receives my sacrifice. Because of that, I am able to go into the most holy place. Because of that, I can access the glory and the presence of God. Because of that, I can experience the Shekinah of God. Because of that, I know how to get God to move in the earth. Why? Because he handpicked me and he put royalty on my life. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And so then we must parallel that now with Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 6, where it says, and Jesus Christ has made us all unto himself and God. Hallelujah. Kings and priests. May we look at the priestly body. We've already explained that. But now we must look at the kingship. Hey, hallelujah. When you look at kings, kings and queens represent authority. They represent the head of the kingdom. Hallelujah. They represent the ones that are able to make decrees and to make decisions concerning what they own. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And so, people of God, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through the shedding of his blood, we are not, hallelujah, down in the dumps. We are not like Mephibosheth in Lodabar. We are not abandoned. We are not forsaken. We are no longer orphans, but the Bible says that we are kings. We are now able, according to the power of God that lies in us, to make decrees. We are now able to command things to shift in heavenly places. We are now able, hallelujah, command the devil to flee from our lives. Why? Because the Bible says in Mark chapter number 16, in my name you shall cast out devils. I don't cast out devils in weakness, but I cast out devils by the authority that has been placed on my life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so now, people of God, you've got to take your rightful place in God. I am not somebody that's lower. You are not somebody that's lower. But you have been called to be a king and a queen. You have been called to be a priest in the body of believers. And so, people of God, because of that, we now have the authority to tread on the head of the enemy. Ah, glory to God. This is why Jesus said, behold, I give unto your power to tread upon serpents. Behold, I give unto your power to tread upon scorpions. Behold, I give unto your power to tread upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall be able to hurt you or harm you. Why? Because I'm a king. Why? Because I'm a priest. Why? Because I've been given authority by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so then this adds deeper emphasis to what the word of God tells to us. It says, praise the Lord, that we are now seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. My God, I thank you. It says that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And as I begin to study that scripture, I understood this. The Bible says that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. What does that mean, man of God? That means that if nothing is above him, if I'm seated in heavenly places with him, then nothing can be above me. And so you mean to tell me, people of God, that though the enemy may be waging war in all type of fashions in our lives, that we will walk around defeated? No, ma'am. Oh, no, sir. We will not walk around defeated. Why? Because I'm a king and I'm a priest, and because I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, I have the upper way. Because in Romans chapter number 16, verse 20, it says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet, and he's going to do it shortly. He said the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet royal priesthood, your feet chosen generation, your feet peculiar people, your feet holy nation, your feet king and priest unto God. He said he's going to do it by your feet. And may I tell you, people of God, that if you have strongholds in your life, it's now time to tread on them, because you are a king and priest. If you have trouble in your life, it's not time to sit and cry. Amen. The Bible does tell us that there is a time and season under heaven for everything. But I've got to tell somebody to get up from crying and make a decree. Oh, glory to God. Get up from crying and command things to move in your life. Get up from wailing and make things happen according to the word of God, because God honors what his children speak if we speak it according to his will. And so, people of God, I want to call you to the forefront. I want to let you know that you are needed in this time. You are needed, man of God. You are needed, woman of God. I can feel brokenness over the line tonight. I can feel those who have been abandoned and left out, and told that you are not needed in the church, told that you are not needed in the body. body of Christ. You are diminished in value by the words of people, but I came to restore you because you are a vessel of honor and you are fit for the master's use. No longer will you sit on the shelf and collect dust, but now it's time to rise. Now let the prophets rise. Glory. Let the apostles rise. Let the evangelists rise. Let the teachers rise. Let the pastors rise. Let the king and priests, the sons and daughters of the Almighty God, arise and take your place in the kingdom of God. Hey, glory to God. Take your place in the kingdom of God. Take your place in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Take your rightful place in heavenly places. Take your seat in the glory. Hallelujah. You are not just meant to live at your address, but your spirit belongs in a high place. You are not just meant to work on your job, but your spirit belongs in heavenly places. People of God, I've got to call you to an understanding tonight that the enemy attacks our identity because he knows that if I ever figure out who I am in God, if I find out the authority that he died for, if I find out the glory that he paid for, if I find out the access that he already gave me, I will be unstoppable. And so some of us have been in delay, but I came to break the back of the spirit of delay tonight. People of God, I want to push you in the Holy Ghost. I want to push you in the timing of God. I want to push you in his presence, because it is in his presence that we find our joy. It is in his presence that we find our identity. It is in his presence that we find the restoration of who we are in God. Ah, glory to God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. And so, son, man of God, arise and take your place in the kingdom. Hey. Daughter of the Most High God, arise and take your place in the kingdom. Hallelujah. There is trouble in the nations, but in the spirit, hallelujah, arise and take your place in the kingdom. Because I believe that there is a glory that is being released now in the spirit realm, that we will be able to command things to change in heavenly places. And when I say heavenly places, I'm talking about high places. And though there may be decrees going forward by our governments, I've got to let you know, people of God, that the word of God supersedes any word that any man can speak. And if he has anointed you in the king and a priest unto him, that whatever decree you receive from the chief king, when we speak it in the earth, things have got to change. Glory to God. Also, people of God, arise and take your place in the kingdom. You don't have to have a title of the fivefold. Just know I'm a son and a daughter. And sons and daughters have access to everything that their mothers and fathers have access to. And so if he promised us glory, glory is ours. If he promised us healing, healing is ours. If he promised us peace, peace is ours. Why? Because I have access to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So man of God, I got to say it again, take your place in the kingdom. Woman of God, take your place in the kingdom. Sons and daughters of Zion, take your place in the kingdom. You have been handpicked by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The scripture goes on to tell us in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy, which were not a people. When we were in sin, when we were gone away from his presence, we may not have been considered a people. We may have done some dirty things and be considered the scum of the earth. But now that we have been adopted into the royal family of Jesus Christ, we've got to know, people of God, that we are now the people of God. We got to know that we are a part of the family of God. Hey, hey. We got to know that we are a part of the family of God. And some of our families may be in division right now. Some of our families may be broken right now.
Some of us may not have good relationship with certain people in our family because of whatever reason. But people of God, you've got to know that you are part of the family of God. And I believe this, that as we know who we are in him, we will see the manifestation, the replication of it in our families. And so if the family of God is unified, come on, King, and preach, make a decree that your family will be unified. If the family of God is powerful, make the decree, King, and preach that your family is powerful. Glory to God. If the family of God is full of joy, come on, King, and preach, make the decree that your family will be full of joy. Why? Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 6, verse 10, he told us to pray this, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so if there is joy in heaven, there's a replication that's got to happen in the earth. And it happens by the prayers of the kings and priests. And who are the kings and priests? The sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. As you take your place in the kingdom, as you take your rightful place in God, as you accept your real identity of being a son and daughter, a king and priest, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, as you take that on in your life, we will know, hallelujah, that we have access to the glory of God. And we will know that as we pray, heaven will move in the earth. Hallelujah. Your prayers are needed in this hour, sons and daughters. Yes, yes. Your declaration, your decrees are needed in this hour, sons and daughters. There are others who do not know their identity yet. And God will reveal their identity through you. Yes, God. He will show the people that he is God, and he will do it by the working of your hand. But come on, sons and daughters, we've got to take our place in the kingdom. Yeah, yeah. Stand in the gap. Take your place in the kingdom. Jeremiah 33:3 says this, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. The mysteries of this time will be revealed when the sons and daughters take their place. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, he said to us that the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. May I tell you, people of God, that groaning will stop when you show up. Suffering will stop when you show up. There's a bonfire. Sickness will stop when you show up. Why? Because remember, you make decrees. You make commands because you are a king and a priest unto God. Hey! And it is our responsibility to pray the prayer that Jesus prayed. He told us to pray. Matthew chapter number 6. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. In the kingdom of God, there is no division. There's only unity. Yeah, yeah. In the kingdom of God, there is no sadness. There is only joy and peace. In the kingdom of God, hallelujah, there is no sickness. There is only healing. In the kingdom of God, there is no bondage. And so you mean to tell me he gave us the formula, but we have not used it. He gave us and he told us to pray that his kingdom, his rulership, his authority, how he does things would come into the earth. And you mean to tell me that we see the earth in rumors of wars? Yes. He told us that there will be earthquakes in diverse places. Yes. He told us that there will be famine. But he also told us that in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and the sons and daughters will prophesy. The old men will dream dreams, and the young men will see visions. May I tell you, people of God, that the last days outpouring is starting in Acts chapter number 2, and if it was for those people, it's for us today. And I believe by the Spirit of God tonight that the outpouring must be greater. Hallelujah. Jesus said, greater works must we do, and that we will do. Why? Because he goes unto the Father, and he has given us access. He has given us access. He has given us access. Hallelujah. So I want to pray tonight, people of God, that your identity be restored. I want to pray tonight, people of God, that you take on your royal garments. I want to pray tonight, people of God, that you accept the weight of the glory that has already been predestined for your life. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what family you came from. You are part of the family of God. Glory, 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 glory. It doesn't matter what last name you bear, what man or what woman you may have married. You are part of the family of God. Hey, some of us may be in high places. Some of us may be in low places. But in the kingdom, in the spirit, those things do not matter. And I've got to stop for a moment here and say this, that our fleshly stature does not mean anything to our spiritual stature. And so you may have someone on the line tonight that may not have $5 in their pocket, but they are able to move mountains in the spirit because they know who they are. Hey, glory to God. So come on, sons and daughters, let's take our place in the kingdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I praise you. Hey, hey. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you thanks. I reverence your name tonight because you alone are worthy. And Father, as we come now, we pray that if we have sinned in any way that you will forgive us. And God, by your name, we pray, God, hallelujah, that you will go into the homes, that you will go into the ears, that you will go into the hearts, that you will go on the job, that you will go into the streets. And I pray that you will retrieve your people. I pray tonight, oh God, that you will cause us to know who we are in you. Father, we pray now tonight that we will begin to take our living in you, that we would take our being in you, that we would take ourselves in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would begin to speak to us and let us know that we are yours, hallelujah, that we are your sons and daughters, that we are the peculiar people, that we are a chosen generation. Oh, God, help us now in every city. Help us in every country, hallelujah. Look on us in every crevice, in every hole, in the name of Jesus. Father, and I pray tonight that you will cause us to know that we are sons and daughters. And because we are sons and daughters, we don't have to beg for anything. All we have to do is ask our Father, and according to your will, it will be done to us in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you now for restoring identity. I thank you right now for revealing yourself to us. And I thank you right now for causing us to walk boldly in who you have set us to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we tell you thanks, hallelujah. We tell you thank you right now. We honor you and we give you glory because we know that we have been chosen by you. And because we are chosen by you, we cannot fail. Because we are chosen by you, we cannot be sifted by the enemy. Because we are chosen by you, we are your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. We thank you again tonight for saving in every place. I pray, God, for those that desire salvation, even in this moment. I pray, oh God, that you would go in and take your seat in their heart. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Push everything out of their lives that are not like you in the name of Jesus Christ. You've already paid the price for our sins. Now, God, we ask that you would help us to receive the payment in the name of Jesus. Oh, causing them to take on their identity as kings and priests unto you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you tonight. I pray a special blessing for Prayer News Network Global. I pray, oh God, that you would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for stamina for the servants. I pray for stamina for the servants, God. I pray this tonight so that the gospel can be preached everywhere. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you again, dear God, our Father. We praise you because we know that when we pray, you hear us and you answer us. And we tell you thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Know tonight that you are handpicked by God himself. And because you are handpicked, you have access to the Father. And when we pray, heaven will respond. God bless you again, people of God. My God, what a word on tonight. Glory be to God. The Lord has come tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If we saw our way any other way than the word that's been declared on tonight, my God, tonight, our focus is clear. Glory be to God. Tonight, clear. Amen. Glory to God. And we know who we are. Amen. By the word. Amen. Glory be God. I tell you, people of God, this word, it just won't let you be still. Amen. Because the word comes and it comes right into our spirit. And haya. Oh, glory. Haya. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for this word on tonight. Amen. As I always say, I got my amen corner going right over on the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. But I just tell you tonight, 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 people of God, tonight, 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 people of God, glory be to God. This word, this word, this word on tonight, this word, amen, this word on tonight, glory be to God. I just thank God, amen, Jesus, as the man of God begin to, amen, go forth. Glory to God. My grandmother used to always say, amen, the tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Amen. It's known by the fruit that it bears. Amen. And as the man of God is, amen, just articulated that thing, glory to God, and so are we, glory to God. So are we. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. If we faint, amen, we bear heavenly fruit. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. If we ain't, glory be to God, then we bear, amen, fleshy, fleshy fruit. Amen, glory to God. But we give God thanks for this word on tonight. I don't know about you, but I felt the weight of heaven on tonight. I felt the weight of heaven on tonight, even as this word was going forth. Amen, Jesus, I felt the weight. I felt the glory of the Lord on tonight. And I just believe, people of God, I just believe revival on the line. Amen. Revival on this broadcast. Glory be to God. I believe, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is moving. Amen. He wouldn't reveal it, glory to God, except he was doing it. But I, glory to God, see the hand of God touching, amen, touching his people, touching his people. Glory be to God, amen. Not a physical hand, but the literal hand of God moving upon his people, doing a work, as the man of God said, doing a quick work. Glory to God in this hour. Amen. Because we got to get in position. Yes, sir. We got to get in position, people of God. Amen. We got to stop holding back. We got to stop being reserved. Glory to God. We got to stop being so timid. Amen. Because, listen, greater is he that is on the inside of us. Greater, greater, greater. The greater is on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. So we have got to come one with this God that is within us. We got to come one with him. Glory to God. And as we come one with him, glory be to God, then our entity is swallowed up. Amen. Glory to God. And hey, hallelujah. And we see Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and we walk and move, and glory to God, move in the image and the likeness of God, amen, and let's keep of God, we find ourselves moving in the greater work, amen, amen, amen. So I'm excited tonight, I'm excited for revival, I'm going to decree it, amen, that's what I'm doing, I'm decreeing it, glory to God, because it is so, it is so, amen, it is so. Glory be to God, and I thank God. Ah, I feel the fire. Woo, glory. Ha, ya, ya, ya. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, shata. Yerebosa. Yeah, gloria mosa. Woo, ya, ya. Yerebosa. Glory to God. I'm feeling. Glory to God. I'm feeling. I'm feeling. I'm even. Woo, glory to God. Even now, even now, even now. Glory be to God, even now. Glory to God, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling moving. Glory to God, people of God, and God is not dead. He's alive, amen. He's alive, he's alive, and he's alive in us. Glory be to God, he is alive. Glory be to God, and he's alive in us, amen. Glory be to God, I tell you, the man of God, he just got me stirred on tonight. Glory to God, I'm stirred on tonight. Glory to God, I'm stirred, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God, just giving him thanks, giving him praise. Amen, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. And we know, amen, that the man of God has already prayed on tonight. Glory to God, listen, we just got to receive it. We just got to receive it by faith. Listen. Listen, we're in that time and in that hour. Glory be to God. Now it is time for manifested power. It is time for manifestation. Glory be to God. Literally, as this word has come tonight, amen, bringing up. Yes, as the man of God said. Amen. Listen, people of God, come into our places. Come into our places in him. Glory to God. We got to come to our places in him, and we got to know the power that we got. It's time to rise. Amen. Arise and take our place. Glory to God in the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God above and not beneath. Amen. Glory to God. My God, if we would but take this word, glory to God's word, glory be to God. Amen. And let this word take us. Glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory to God. For the Lord is ready. He's ready. Glory to God to show himself strong and to show himself mighty. Amen, Jesus. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm third tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not coming behind the man of God. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen, Jesus. I'm stirred tonight in my soul. Glory to God. I'm stirred in my soul. I'm stirred in my spirit on tonight. People of God, power pack on tonight. Glory be to God. And I just give God thanks. I give God praise again for you, man of God. Amen. For availing yourself. Glory be to God. Listen. Amen. Whenever you're ready, amen, come on back. Amen. Because I just feel God doing something. Amen. I feel God doing something. I know your schedule is heavy. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you right here, right here, right here, right here. Glory to God. Right here in this season. Right here in this place. Right here. Amen. God. Whoa. Glory to God. God is doing something. Amen. God is doing it. We're being translated. Amen. We're being translated into his kingdom. Amen. I feel the fire of God. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Let me calm myself down. Amen. But I feel the fire. Ha. Woo. Ha. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha. Glory. Hey. Hiya. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, listen, listen, listen. Glory to God, man of God. Amen. Glory to God. We want to bring you back to the platform. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I feel the Spirit moving. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Glory to God in a mighty. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight, on tonight, on tonight. Listen, people of God, listen. I just believe the Lord has already sealed it. I believe it's already done. Glory to God. I believe it's already done. God, thank you. Glory to God, the man of God, as you begin to minister on tonight. Amen. Glory to God to the needs. Amen. That the Lord was revealing to you, discerning to you. Glory be to God on tonight. Glory be to God. I just believe by faith. Amen. I believe by faith. I believe by faith. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. That is already done. The divine connection. The divine, woo, glory to God. For this cause that he sent his word on this line tonight. Glory to God. I just believe it already done. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But amen. If there are any prayer request on the line tonight, if by chance, amen, glory be to God, just by chance, amen, Jesus, man of God, we would like you, amen, to come to the line, amen, if there are any prayer requests, amen, on tonight, glory be to God, any special prayer requests, amen, Jesus, if you would, amen, grace the platform yet again, amen, to receive those prayer requests on tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. If there be any special requests tonight, hallelujah, I want you to lift your heart to the Lord. He knows exactly what we need. Hallelujah. He is the God that is able to do exceeded abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. And woman of God, and as you were ministering, praise the Lord Jesus, I could hear the Lord speaking healing. I could hear speaking healing. I could hear heaven announcing healing. Glory to his name.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Healing in your body. Yes,
God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I know that the word of the doctrine, hallelujah, may have been announced in the different ones' ears. And I know different people may be dealing with different ailments right now, but he is the God of all miracles. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So as we receive these prayers tonight, hallelujah, as we receive these requests, I just want you to believe God by faith. Hallelujah. Believe God by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. God, you know the different ones and the different nations under heaven, your creation. God, you see what they need. And we ask now in the name of Jesus that you would have God in their lives. We pray, God, that you would reign in their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would show yourself strong and mighty in mighty battle. Father, I pray, glory to God, that revival would happen in their spirits, that revival would happen in their homes and their ministries, God. I pray now that you would wake up the different gifts. I pray now that you would wake up the ideas and the talents in the name of Jesus. I pray now, God, that you would cause your people to rise up. Rise from the ashes, rise from the burnt place, rise from the dead place in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, we give you glory tonight for meeting every one of our needs. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight for meeting every one of our needs. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for hearing the petition, and thank you for moving according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woman of God, hallelujah. Get your things ready. Get your things ready. Get your things ready. You're about to travel. Hallelujah. Get your things ready. You're about to travel. The nations are calling for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They're calling for you. Hallelujah. Carry the glory and steward it well. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you. Woo, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. God bless you again tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to hold you on the line. Glory be to God. Amen. For this glory. Amen. This glory that is resting upon us. This glory, amen, that is resting on us, people of God. Can you feel it? Can't you just feel it? Glory to God. Can't you feel it tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just receive it all. Amen. On tonight. Hey! Woo! Glory to God. I tell you. Glory be to God. I tell you, revival. My God. Revival, I say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Man of God, we just want to, pray on tonight, amen, giving God thanks for you. Thank you for availing yourself on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for availing yourself to the people of God on tonight. Glory be to God. And we pray a special blessing. We pray a special blessing unto you on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray. Glory to God, a blessing unto you on tonight, such as like Joseph, amen, a Josephic blessing, amen, unto you on tonight. Glory to God, we pray that the Lord will bless you, that, amen, glory to God, that there will be an overflow of his glory, an overflow of his anointing, an overflow in all that your hands do touch. Glory to God, that it would overflow in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for the word that you've given unto your people. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for clarity of identity. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all that our eyes can't see, but God, but that our spirits do understand. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, we thank you on tonight. And Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless your servant on tonight. Bless your servant on tonight. Father, bless his going out. Bless his coming in, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to bless, oh glory, Father, even his very heart's desire, the very things of his heart, the very vision, oh God, that you place within his heart. Glory, I say, God, even on my side. Yeah, God, yeah, glory to God.
for what you've done in his life. We're thanking you on tonight for the shift and the shifting. We're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, for open doors. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for making the way. We're thanking you for making the way for this gospel. Thank you for making the way, glory to God, for your word to go forth in the earth. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, we're thanking you. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your revelation word. Thank you for your revealed word on tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you for blessing. Father, we thank you for blessing. Blessings going out is coming in. We're thanking you on tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God for what you're doing in this ministry. God, we're thanking you for his family. We're thanking you on tonight, oh, God, for his family, for the people, oh, God, that you placed them over. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for open heaven. We thank you tonight for open heaven unto him. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. And, Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We declare, we decree there shall be no backlash unto him. There shall be no backlash to the hearers of this word. We forbid it tonight by the power, by the authority, oh, God, that you place within us. We forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, that your word is falling on good ground. And we're thanking you, oh, glory to God. We're thanking you for the increase. We're so, God, the increase in, Master, that will cause us to walk in obedience. The increase, oh, God, that will cause us to arise and move forth as sons of God in the earth. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. Father, we're asking now that you will cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we thank you. Thank you tonight. Oh, God, for you gave your life. And because you gave your life, we live. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just excited again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm excited for this word. Glory to God. Truly, this word has done me well. Amen. Amen. It has done me well. Amen, Jesus. Man of God, we're going to ask you, glory to God, if you would. Amen, Jesus. Let us know. Amen, Jesus. Your social media. Amen. The time, etc. Amen, that you're on. I know you're on the radio broadcast as well. Glory to God, let the people know, amen, Jesus, so that we can follow you, amen. They can tab and tap and listen, support, amen, Jesus, in the various areas, amen, that the Lord has sent you, amen, out to, amen. So if you would come back and let us know, and then if you would, man of God, just give us the benediction and close us out tonight, amen, Jesus. Blessing to you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. You have the platform, sir.
Praise the Lord again, everybody. Our social media accounts, my personal on Facebook is Quinston Ephraim Jr. That last name is spelled E-P-H-R-A-I-M. On there, we have a live generally every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And on there, we do radio broadcasts, praise the Lord, but we are live while we're doing that, and we minister the word of the Lord. This Tuesday and next Tuesday is going to be a little different. We're going to have some recordings going because we will not be able to be on the broadcast on those days. But other than that, every Tuesday, praise the Lord, we are on at 6:30 p.m. Our church page on Facebook is Outpour Worship Center. And we are located in Tallahassee, Florida. Our address is 2600 Appalachia Parkway. Again, that is 2600 Appalachia Parkway. In Tallahassee, Florida. We have service times on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Sunday school, 1 p.m. Our Sunday service, and the first and third Wednesday of every month, we have a midweek service. Praise God. So we're just excited about what the Lord is doing, and we pray that you all are able to be blessed by the work of the Lord that he is doing through our hands. Hallelujah. If you ever need us for anything, according to the will of God and his release, we will be able to meet with you all and join in to build up the kingdom of God. Again, I am grateful to be able to minister to people in various countries. Thank God for his servant yielding, amen, and allowing us to do these things. So we bless God for you, woman of God. Continue to be encouraged. Evangelist Bradley,
yes,
and the Prayer News Network Global Team. God bless each,
yes,
of you. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with each of us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, people of God. Continue to go in the glory and grow in God's grace. You are loved by the Father. You are chosen. You're handpicked. You are a son and daughter, and you have been given access to the glory of God. God bless you, people of God.
Amen. And that concludes our broadcast for tonight, people of God. One more thing, I do want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Simply text us at 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-08-7234. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight.
Goodbye.